Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who've done this have entertained angels without realizing it. In Genesis chapter 18, there's a remarkable account of hospitality when Abraham generously welcomed three mysterious visitors. It was the hottest part of the day, and as soon as he saw them, Abraham ran to welcome them. He then encouraged them to rest in the shade of an oak tree while he brought water for them, and then he went to his tent to ask Sarah to prepare bread for them. Abraham had no idea who the visitors were, but it soon became clear that God himself had sent them, as they informed the couple of the miraculous news that they, old as they were, would have a son. They'd welcomed angels without knowing it. In the early church, Christian travellers faced many challenges. Inns were notoriously filthy and expensive, and were well known for being centres of immorality. They also faced hostility from their many opponents. It was therefore essential that Christians were willing to open their homes to their brothers and sisters from other places, even if they had never met them before. The writer to the Hebrews reminds them of the story of Abraham and suggests that in doing so, they might even be welcoming an angel of God. Hospitality continues to be a vital way of showing Christian love and care. In recent years, homes have become increasingly used in church life. Good as it is to meet in our churches, the relaxed atmosphere of the home is often the very best place to talk through our needs and the implications of living the Christian life. Home groups for prayer and Bible study are an invaluable way of helping us to grow in faith and to strengthen our relationships with other Christians. And who knows, as we do so, we might even be welcoming an angel of God. So let me ask you a question. How have you been able to open up your home to others? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the precious gift of our homes. Help us to use them generously for you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.